proceeding seemed surreal, it was nevertheless high theater, bristling at times with profound emotion. On Friday, April 23rd, Dr. Vannevar Bush was called to testify and was asked about Oppenheimer's opposition in the summer and autumn of 1952 to the testing of the early hydrogen bomb. Bush explained, "I felt strongly that that test ended the possibility of the only type of agreement that I thought possible with Russia at that time, namely, an agreement to make no more tests. For that kind of an agreement would have been self-policing in the sense that if it was violated, the violation would be immediately known. I still think that we made a grave error in conducting that test at that time." His conclusion was uncompromising. "I think history will show that was a turning point. That when we entered into the grim world that we are entering right now, that those who pushed that thing through to a conclusion without making that attempt have a great deal to answer for." Regarding the whole controversy over Oppenheimer's opposition to the crash development of the hydrogen bomb, Bush bluntly said that it appeared to most scientists around the country that Oppenheimer was now being pilloried and put through an ordeal because he had the temerity to express his honest opinions. As to the written charges against Oppenheimer, Bush bluntly said it was a poorly written letter and one which the Gray Board should have rejected from the outset. Chairman Gray interjected at this point that, setting aside the allegations about the hydrogen bomb, there were items of so-called derogatory information, items which did not relate to the mere expression of opinion. "Quite right," Bush said, "and the case should have been tried on those." Chairman Gray, "This is not a trial." Bush, "If it were a trial, I would not be saying these things to the judge, you can well imagine that." Dr. Evans, "Dr. Bush, I wish you would make clear just what mistake you think the board made. I did not want this job when I was asked to take it. I thought I was performing a service to my country." Bush, "I think the moment you were confronted with that letter, you should have returned the letter and asked that it be redrafted so that you would have before you a clear-cut issue. I think this board or no board should ever sit on a question in this country of whether a man should serve his country or not because he expressed strong opinions. If you want to try that case, you can try me. I have expressed strong opinions many times, and I intend to do so. They have been unpopular opinions at times. When a man is pilloried for doing that, this country is in a severe state. Excuse me, gentlemen, if I become stirred, but I am."